We want to come back to why does the turnover exist, okay? Now, you all gave me many different figures and reasons why here. I want to go through some of those and some others. In the restaurant world, the number one reason, again, if money needs are met, that employees leave their employer is because of their quality of life. Restaurant managers on average work 13 more hours per week than the average American worker. So that's a pretty daunting statistic. The other is the lack of advancement potential, especially amongst the younger generation. I'd be willing to bet that in your stores, the majority of the workforce is between, say, 16 and 30. Is that an accurate assumption, age-wise? Okay, that's Generation Y. Generation Y has a strong ambition to learn new skill sets and to advance. So if there is no advancement potential, there are major flight risk to turnover. Then looking at pay and health benefits, we already talked about money a little bit, but health benefits obviously are an interesting scenario right now with the political climate. Lack of recognition, lack of proper training and continual development, unpleasant work conditions, and those are the involuntary reasons. Involuntary meaning the leaving of people that you don't necessarily voluntarily term, okay? So we even look at the voluntary term, policy violations, poor performance, tardiness, absences. And I made a distinction between those. But the major thing that we want to get at here is what can you do, which of these can you really change? I mean, can you curb your turnover? And I believe every single one of them can be addressed. Even on the voluntarily end, I mean, when I look at this, I look at policy violations. Could be a matter of not being trained well or not be giving good feedback or not being progressively disciplined. Poor performance, same thing. Tardiness, absence, could be a lack of motivation, that of which if you had a high retention culture, it would really motivate your employees. So I want to look and realize there's a lot of reasons for turnover, but the fact is, in order to curb your turnover, you need to understand why it exists. Make sure you're doing those exit interviews to make sure you're not going off assumptions. But let's move to the understanding of motivational theory so we can add to this understanding of turnover.